Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome in Eric Wood. Eric's appearance brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you, and Steve Foley Law. Settle for more with Steve Foley Law. All right, Eric. Yesterday's game, where do we begin? You know, after the New England game, we had a loss that I think a lot of fans afterwards were saying, you know what, I do feel good about this team going forward. They played a nice, tight game against one of the best teams in the league. I'm feeling a little bit better. Yesterday, we had a win, and I'm coming out feeling the opposite, Eric. I'm not feeling as good because it was way closer than I think a lot of people anticipated.
Right, it was. You know, it was a 17-point spread, but most games in the NFL are generally settled by one score or less, and you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick comes back, and he played a good game yesterday. And you know, every win in the NFL is a good win. And at the end of the season, they don't have a next year record. It doesn't say exactly how you won each game. So to get the win yesterday in Orchard Park was big. But you're right. You know, there's a lot to learn from the film, I'm sure, today for the Buffalo Bills players.
Yeah, what is something you saw yesterday that they're going to have to work on heading into Philadelphia next week?
Yeah, I think Miami was able to run the ball fairly effectively, which teams haven't been able to do against the Bills. You know, that could be in part to Matt Milano being out. Harrison Phillips is out, and they're going to have to address that because, you know, the Bills' defense had been absolutely dominant, but yesterday they were, the Dolphins were able to run the ball, and then, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick was able to make some plays in the air. And you know, sometimes when you play a guy that's playing against his former team, he'll get guys to elevate their play because they want him to succeed. So, and I think you saw that at the receiver position. Preston Williams for Miami played really well. Devontae Parker played really well. And then offensively, you know, they moved the ball extremely well early in the game, and they just weren't able to get it into the end zone. Early in the season, the Bills have been phenomenal getting touchdowns when they've been able to get an opponent's territory, and they struggle with that early in the game, but ultimately good teams will find a way to win, and that's what the Bills did yesterday.
Yeah, they were able to turn it up in the second half on both sides of the ball, really. The defense played very well in the second half, coming up with some big turnovers, and the offense turning things around. Josh Allen had completed, I think, all but one of his passes in the second half. That's got to be one thing you like about this team, that, you know, week in, week out, they've shown that they can really make adjustments at halftime that turn out in our favor.
Yeah, absolutely. And on the season, they had struggled in the third quarter. That's kind of been their nemesis, third quarter. And yesterday, the Dolphins drive all the way down the field. They used 10 minutes of clock to start the third quarter. And then Tre'Davious White comes up with an incredible interception, and on the very next possession, he forces a fumble. And that's what your good players do. They step up in games like that, and Tre'Davious White did it. And the Bills were able to go on a 98-yard scoring drive, which those are rare in the NFL and really impressive.
Yeah, big time drive for the Bills. So we saw the good and bad for Josh Allen. Obviously the good, that 2-point conversion run that he had, some of the touchdown passes, and you mentioned that 98-yard drive. But the deep ball still, I mean, seems to be an issue. You know, this is one of the things that we all expected Josh Allen to be really good at, but he's having a little bit of trouble, hasn't connected on a deep pass yet this season, and we saw a couple of those being sent way over the receiver's heads yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely, and you're spot on. You know, last year he was great throwing the deep ball, and this year he hasn't found it. But this year he's so much better in the intermediate passing game and the short passing game that the Bills' offense has been better because of it. But you still like to see him connect on some of those deeper throws, and some of that's thrown to newer receivers. You know, yesterday he misses new deep balls to John Brown, Andre Roberts. Those are guys who he didn't have last year, so he's still building a rapport with in an in-game situation where he is throwing the deep ball. But I am assuming those are coming, and when he starts hitting them, look out, because this Bills offense will be extremely explosive. And the fact that they are 5-1 and still have not connected on a deep ball down the field is a great sign.
And they're going to have another chance to maybe work on that next week. You have Philadelphia coming to town, and they're a team that you look at and say, man, defensively and especially with their secondary, they've been struggling all year.
They have been, and it is a great opportunity for the Bills. And you get them at home in Orchard Park again, and it's a great opportunity for a win. But just like this week, you know, against the Dolphins, you take every opponent serious. And, you know, it was crazy as I was looking at the depth chart pregame for the Dolphins. There's so many guys, and you don't know anything about them. You don't know their names yet. Unless you watch the film, you never really seen them play before. But these are NFL ball players, and these are capable players, and you saw that yesterday. So, you know, I know Sean McDermott will have a lot of fun, you know, harping on the Bills this week after a win, which you always, win or lose, you always want to learn from the film. It's just a lot more fun when you can learn from it after a win.
Looking at the, you know, next couple of weeks, all the players will say, you know, we're focused on this week. Their goal is to go 1-0 every single week. But for coaches and especially for fans and, you know, you up in the broadcast booth, you have to look at the stretch of games maybe starting yesterday and going through, you know, Philadelphia next week, another game against Miami. You have Washington coming up. I mean, this is maybe a time to button down everything before the last part of the schedule, which is a little bit tougher.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny, I make comments all the time now that I would never say as a player, because you have to be so politically correct as a player. And even as a player, you know, you understand that you go into a game like yesterday and you need to beat the Dolphins. They are a tanking team. They are now 0-6. They traded away all their good players. That's a team you need to beat. You know, Philadelphia is a quality team, but this is a team that's banged up and a team that you get at home. The Bills will likely be favored. You should win that. And then moving forward to Washington, that's another team that is not, you know, Miami plays them in a one-point game the previous week. So, you know, this is a stretch of games the Bills need to take advantage of.
Looking at the yesterday's game, I mentioned off the top, you know, the win, it's good to have the win. It might not feel as good, though, for a fan. I mean, it's the first time I can really remember watching a Bills game and saying, you know, hey, just winning isn't enough. I want to see them win big. That, you know, raising of expectations, that's got to be a good sign around Buffalo.
Absolutely. They haven't been a 17. The Bills have not been a 17-point favorite since 1992 or 1993, and actually the last time they were a 17-point favorite, they lost. So, yes, it's a great sign that the expectations are so high for this Bills team, and I don't think they shy away from it either. They know that they have a team full of quality players.
All right, Eric, thanks a lot. We look forward to hearing you on the call next week. And by the way, if those of you still looking to check out, can you still head to Flights and Bites tonight? Is there still tickets available? How do you take part?
Yes, there are still tickets available. You will be able to get them at the door tonight. You can also purchase them online. My website, ericwoodmedia.com, you can get them through there. I've also posted the link on my social media, on Twitter, at Ewood70. I've posted the link on there as well. But there are a few tickets left, so if you want to be safe, purchase them online beforehand. But it's shaping up to be an incredible night. The new Aloft Hotel and 500 Pearl that's hosting it tonight is an absolutely gorgeous space. Many guys on the team are coming out. We have Buffalo Bills legends like Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, these guys will be in attendance. It's going to be an incredible night.
All right, and we just retweeted that information, so check it out, 500 Pearl later on tonight. Good luck with that, Eric. Always good to talk with you. That's Eric Wood, Bills Radio Color Analyst.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!